Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dennis Quaid is sitting in the studio now. Dennis,
hey, Steve. Hello, Chicago.
So you're panting a little bit, right? You just finished the sound check over Windy City or the City Winery.
That's right. And just flew down here, not breaking any of your Chicago laws, and made it just in time.
I got news for you. If you broke any of the laws, you get it in the mail. They don't stop you. So it's all about
well,
the cameras.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait a couple of weeks, though.
I want to talk to you about singing and everything, but yep. I didn't realize this until I started thinking about it. The first time I ever heard you sing was in The Big Easy.
Yeah.
Which is, of the movies you've made, I think, certainly it's certainly one of my favorites.
Yeah, the New Orleans Cop. I wrote a song for that called Closer to You that they used in the love scene. And before that, it basically started. I've been lucky enough to get songs into movies. The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, which I did with Christy McNichol back
really?
In 1980.
I had a crush. Might have had a crush.
Yes. Might have. I got a couple of songs in that and through the years, but I've always had a band.
Yeah, well, I want to get to that. But the thing about The Big Easy I want to tell you about is I bought the soundtrack because I love the music so much. So that movie really introduced me to New Orleans music, which
yeah.
is something movies can do.
Fantastic. The music down there. And I recorded that with the Neville brothers, in fact. I met Art Neville, and he kind of took me under his wing, and I've had a very lucky life as far as the mentors that I've had the pleasure to be around.
You've been touring for a couple decades, right? But usually with a band, not usually solo.
This is the first time I've been on a stage doing music by myself since I was 19 years old.
And how does it feel?
It very exposed at first, but it's a very intimate show with the audience, and it's music throughout my life, you know, some of mine, and music we all grew up with,
right.
And telling stories about, you know, my travels and along the way, and a little audience participation, and just a guaranteed fun time for everybody or your money back.
The show, is that right? How do we get the money back? Is that a possibility?
Well,
You just said it, right?
That I have a money back guarantee. Nobody's done it yet, but if you come to me and want it, I'll accommodate.
Okay, wait. So the show starts at 8:00, so we're about 2 hours and 45 minutes away at the City Winery.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So what's your pre sort of show routine?
This is it.
Is it really? I mean, is this typical? Yeah.
No, I just, you know, I eat a couple hours before and get there and meet a couple of people and.
You get nervous?
Just try to calm. Yeah, I get stage fright. I like it. I actually like stage fright because it's energy. You know, fear is a great motivator.
Yeah. Well, tell me about your stage fright. How severe is it? I mean, are you like...
Not severe enough to have to go on. I just kind of pack it into a ball and then use it to go out there and give it that energy to everybody else.
I think you said somewhere in an interview that performing solo is like jumping off stage. Most people
jumping
don't want to
jump off a cliff.
Jumping off a cliff.
Yeah.
Jumping off stage wouldn't be so bad,
yeah.
would it?
Yeah. But it's really been a lot of fun. I've been on a 2-week kind of mini tour here, you know, the first half for COVID for me. And we've been all over the East Coast and the Midwest. And it's just been a blast.
Dennis Quaid is in the studio. We've got a lot more questions for him. You can give us a call at 312-981-7200 or a text as well. Oh, here's one, Dennis. It says he has a great grin.
Really? My radio grin?
Yeah. It sounds great right now.
That's good.
All right, let's jump in and get a look at the weather and traffic.
Now. I was standing on the shore of an ocean. You were on the other side. I had a longing to find you, like the tug of the moon on the tide.
That is Dennis Quaid. The song is Heartbeat, which is available now, right? You'll be performing that tonight at the City Winery?
Absolutely.
You've got a warm-up act, don't you?
Yes. Chris Lindsay and Amy Mayo, they're a married couple. Together, they wrote
Talking to the Sky, I think was the
book. Well, they wrote most of the country hits of the late 90s and aughts. And
really?
Amy has written a book about growing up in Alabama. Her father was a songwriter, and she had one of the most interesting lives. And it's really captures Nashville from the, like the 80s, 90s, and the aughts. It's a, I read it in one sitting, and my wife and I just had to seek her out. And we're going to make a film of it.
And that's Talking to the Sky.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, Dennis Quaid is in the studio here. I want to talk. I'm fascinated by your spiritual trip. So a lot of tonight's music will be, how would you explain it? Not gospel necessarily, or religious necessarily, or what would you explain it?
Well, it's going to be quite a mix tonight. It's going to be a very eclectic. Goes back to, you know, my childhood and, mm-hmm. and my first influences as well. But I'm doing a, I'll call it a gospel record in Nashville right now, and it's going to be half of like spirituals I grew up with as a kid. But then the way I write is not exactly like that. But it's I write spiritually a
right.
lot, and I have a song coming out called "On My Way to Heaven" that I got Chris Christopherson and Tanya Tucker,
fantastic.
And Brandy Carlisle on.
That's, wow,
that'll be sometime next year. That's going to be on Tanya's album, I think. And but a lot of my songs are spiritual, and you don't see it right away. You know,
because well, that's,
everything
those are the good ones.
Is along, on a spiritual journey.
Well, so that's the thing. So you were raised a Christian. Now you tell me if I'm wrong, that you read the Bible twice, you've read the Quran, you've been to India 9 times. It's quite a quest.
Yes, and that's always been a big question to me. I went around the world, it was like, who is God to you? The first time I did that, and I read the Bhagavad Gita thing. You know, when I came back to the red words of Jesus, really, in the Bible, but it's, I think everybody's on a spiritual journey, even the atheists are, you know, because they deny it or they talk about it. But it's also, you know, it's about human experience, everything that we go through in life and that we don't have the answers to.
Dennis Quaid is in the studio. I was going to say there's some influences that aren't so religious, but that's not really true either. I mean, you look at Johnny Cash, a lot of what Johnny Cash wrote was religious music.
Well, he was. In fact, when he started, that's what he wanted to do was spiritual. He wanted to do a gospel album, and he's probably my biggest influence. I think as a writer, he wrote. He had simple chords. He wrote story songs,
right?
And those are, you know, you can relate with those no matter what the era.
Damn, I can't. Dennis, I wish I had remembered or written down. There's one of my favorite songs he ever did was the story about a guy who borrowed his brother's rifle. And he's up on this top of a hill, and it's just happened in a moment or something like that. And he saw a guy on a horse, and in an instant, he pulled the trigger.
And he fired. He
fired one round. And then he talks about how the rest of his life was ruined by that one impulsive moment. That song was probably written in the 50s, but it's so relevant to here in 2021.
And he's always writing about himself. That's what you feel with Johnny Cash.
That
he's lived it, experienced it in some way. He may have covered it over with a story, but it's there.
They looked it up. It's "I Hung My Head." What a great song that was.
Yeah. Miller's Cave, another great song.
So let's talk acting a little bit. You're going to portray Ronald Reagan coming up?
Yes.
Give me more. Do you have more?
Well, I don't know if there's more. I just finished the movie several months ago. It'll be out probably next fall. I play him from the time he was 38 to... because they can do wonders now with it, the technology.
Right.
And up to when he passed, or when he wrote his goodbye letter to the American people.
Eloquent letter.
Yeah.
And so you play a lot of real people, and there's got to be a line between capturing, when you're playing someone who doesn't already exist in our minds, you know, you can capture and create the spirit of the character. When you're doing someone who's already alive, especially someone like Reagan that we all have images of, how do you capture the character without doing an impersonation?
Well, I try to be really true to that person and tell it from their point of view. But there's a lot of things about ourselves that we don't even see. And so I try to capture that first part of what you were talking about.
Yeah.
You know, the part you didn't imagine that is also true.
Have you ever played someone alive who's come back to you and said, hey, I didn't realize I did that?
Yeah.
Actually, Jerry Lee Lewis, maybe?
Jerry Lee Lewis, yeah. He was over my shoulder the entire time we're doing the movie, really? Saying, you're getting it wrong, son. That's right.
You ended up getting it right, I think.
Yeah, but I did the Rookie. Jimmy was on the set every day, and it was really great to have that. And really, I've always been interested in what makes people tick.
You know, this is such an interesting point. Yeah, Dennis Quaid is here. I remember talking to a Nobel Prize winning author once, and he said when he goes out and does, he doesn't even necessarily like to do book signings because people tell him in many times what their novel's about, things that he didn't realize, mm-hmm. right, that they pick up on it. And that's sort of what you're talking about.
Exactly right. You know, you get surprised yourself with that. And it's, you know, real things are actually... sometimes you wouldn't believe it if they made a fictional movie about it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Dennis Quaid is here. Okay, tonight, 8 o'clock at the City Winery.
There's some tickets available.
Not
We're
too many.
Almost
right,
sold out. But yeah, just come on down if you've got nothing to do and you're in the area. Love to see you. And like I said, I guarantee you a good time or your money back.
We have a text.
Still saying it, Steve.
I'm not gonna repeat it. We have a texter who wants to know your guitar of choice.
I'm playing a Collings guitar right now. Jerry Jeff Walker introduced me to them. Their factory is just outside of Austin, and I went down there and designed it. Of course, I got it. It's black, of course, Johnny Cash black. And then I have Jerry Jeff Walker's guitar that I befriended him like the last year of his life.
Wow.
And we began, as a kid, he was just, you know,
right.
The Texas scene when I was about 17, and just an incredible human being. And he sold me that Martin guitar, and he didn't sell it to me cheap.
I was going to say, he sold it to you. What happened to the friendship?
When it came to that, it's not cheap, but it's a great guitar.
When you look back at all you've accomplished, I'm sure there's much to be accomplished, but what you've done back in your history, is there one moment that stands out for you more than any other?
One moment in... just in my life,
whether it's a singular movie or a song or one moment in your
you know, my kids
career.
Being born and marrying my sweet wife who I wrote Heartbeat about, and but yeah, my favorite movie is The Right Stuff because
Gordo.
I wanted to be an astronaut when I was a kid, and Gordo was my favorite astronaut.
Right?
Then I made the movie, and then I met him. He lived 3 miles from me, and then I got my pilot's license off that. Now I fly jets, and it was just so much fun.
And so another question I'd like to ask people is, when did you know that you'd made it? When was it that, like, I did it? I'm going to be a successful professional actor or musician performer.
When I got my first job, I mean, that's all I wanted to be was a working actor.
What was
you
your
know,
first
not
job?
All the stardom stuff, which, you know, came along, and it's been nice. I'm still here.
Yeah.
And... but it was called a little movie called 9/30/55 about the day James Dean died. That's the date.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it in Toadsuck Ferry, Arkansas.
That's not really the name of the town.
That really was. That was
I'm not going to repeat your money back guarantee, but you got to give me the name of the town again.
Toadsuck Ferry.
That is Dennis Quaid coming up tonight, 8 o'clock at the City Winery. Opening up will be... Amy
Mayo and
Chris Lindsay.
Chris Lindsay, yeah.
Fantastic. Listen, it was wonderful to meet you. I know
fantastic,
you rushed over
you
here. So thanks for squeezing us in. Have a great show tonight.
Thank you, Steve.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WG.